feeding stuff which will feed you. Peter?
Every human being's form is like a cup. The eye is a percipient of his reality. You eat something from meeting with anyone, and you carry away something from conjunction with any associate. When planet comes into conjunction with planet, the effect appropriate to them both is assuredly produced. As the conjunction of man...
Now we went to that Dharam. Means closeness, or being close to, or being related to. That one is very important for us, because when you want to talk about me, remember, this me is being fed by the environment. And mainly I'm talking about this kind of food, knowledge, understanding, wisdom, all of that comes from where? From the people around me, from the people I connected to. Therefore, my food is scattered around, and it depends on my choice. Which one do I choose? This is exactly like a man and a woman, male and a female, coming together to give birth to second generation. Culture is exactly like that. From receiving this and that, in my mind, I will make new ideas. So it will grow. This is something we feed on. We feed not only by food, which is for animal. You even feed when you are looking at the beautiful scenery. You are nourished over there. And this nourishment counts. Doesn't count for the animal. A moose will not stop and enjoy a sunset. You will. That's the difference. Yes?
As the conjunction of man and woman brings to birth the human being, and sparks arise from the conjunction of stone and iron, and from the conjunction of earth with rains, fruits and greenery and sweet herbs, and from the conjunction of green things with man, joy of heart and carelessness and happiness, and from the conjunction of happiness with our souls are born our beauty and beneficence. Our bodies become capable of eating and drinking when our desire for recreation is satisfied. Redness of countenance is from the conjunction of blood. Blood is from the beautiful rose-colored sun. Redness is the best of colors, and that is of the sun, and is arriving from it. Every land that has been conjoined with Saturn has become nitrous, and is not the place for sowing.
Okay, before going further, let's talk about that little word which is repeated here. And it is translated... what? Conjunction. Qur'an is not conjunction. Because Qur'an mainly deals with symmetry. When you have something, and with kind of symmetry, you will put something in front of it that they are symmetrically presenting a harmony, that is Qarine. Therefore, Qur'an is symmetry, and Qur'an is close distance, to get close to the approach, the relationship, and all of that, and he will repeat it. He started from male and a female, because he wants to explain culture. Culture is what? Is taking this and that and put them together to arrive to a conclusion. And this will happen day and night, right? About the meaning. But he's bringing it to what? In a couple of verses before arriving there, I wanted to stop it. He will go, would you please read 1106? still I'm revolving.
Still, I am revolving round the sun. It is wonderful. The cause of this is the majesty of the sun.
Okay, so we arrive there. You got it, what happens over there? Mm-hmm. Over there it was Shams. And you remember Shams means the sun, but means special sun to him. And here he will do something that you will see frequently from now. That when he starts a conversation, something, he will go to branches. He knows that he's going somewhere and he's going somewhere, and there is that stuff that he always wants to talk about love. But philosophy is always here. He'll go, and suddenly he will realize that, oh, that was too much. He said, again, I became crazy. Because talking about love brings the memory of Shams, and I go berserk. That's how it is. Here he will do that for the first time, clearly. We'll see it next time, inshallah, because this Qiran and Qiran and Qiran he was talking about, this closeness, the most important one happened to him. You remember the day he was riding a horse and Shams stopped him, and that changed everything. This is what he's talking about. He says, listen, I was someone, right? Am I that person? He himself said, oh, that fellow? I was dead, I became alive. I was sorrow, I became happiness. When love arrived, everything changed. He wants to talk about that instinct. That moment that will happen, we'll hear that next time, inshallah. Thank you. No reading tonight, no. Next time we'll read all the paragraphs. Half paragraphs in every